Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Get your bell rung tonight at the Old South Church because the third annual Boston Handbell Festival comes to Copley Square at 8 o'clock. This English musical tradition first came to America and Boston a century ago, and now it's flourishing with new compositions and new groups popping up all over the country. This is the Back Bay Ringers ringing in your radio right now. And some of the Back Bay Ringers recently visited Radio Boston. They showed us how multiple people, each holding just two bells, can together create such a complex melody.
Three and four and...
I'm Nora Peel. I'm the executive director of Back Bay Ringers. We're one of the co-sponsors of the Boston Handbell Festival.
And I'm Chad Parker. I also ring with the Back Bay Ringers.
So each person in a handbell ensemble is responsible for two pitches, basically, with the associated sharps and flats, and sometimes for multiple octaves as well. If you want to think about it, you could think about it as 15 people all sitting around a single piano keyboard and trying to play one piece all together, where you would just be responsible for between two and four keys sitting right in front of you. So just to give you an example of the process of fitting in my part into the whole, I'm just going to play just my part from Ode to Joy. There's something about relying so heavily on the people around you that really tends to bring people very close together very quickly.
When you're ringing in a handbell ensemble, as opposed to a different kind of instrumental ensemble, also there's usually no one else playing the same part that you have. So it's you. In a lot of ways, you have to be much more independent, but at the same time, you have to be very in tune with everyone around you in a very different way from how you would have to be in an orchestra.
The group was founded in 2003. We've put out one CD. We have another CD coming out this summer. And we're one of the two co-sponsors, along with Old South Church, of the Boston Handbell Festival. So the festival is now in its fourth year. And we founded it to honor the tradition of the Perkins Handbell Festival, which was held for many years on always the third Tuesday in May, organized by Adele Tritko, who directs the amazing handbell program at the Perkins School for the Blind. And we decided to sort of revive the tradition of that by inviting all of the community handbell ensembles from the state of Massachusetts, as well as the Old South Ringers, because, you know, it's their house. And then we bring in an outside group each year. And in 2010, it's going to be the Penobscot Bay Ringers, a new community ensemble from Maine. There's always an amazing amount of variety at the Boston Handbell Festival. In the past, we've had people dressed up in pirate costumes. We had last year Chad hitting himself on the head with boom whackers.
that was fun.
It's free admission, and it's always an exciting celebration of community music making.
That's Nora Peel and Chad Parker of the Back Bay Ringers. The Boston Handbell Festival starts at 8 o'clock tonight in the Old South Church on Copley Square. For more information and for pictures of these beautiful bronze instruments, go to wbur.org/Boston. And coming up, new science on red meat and a conversation with embattled Beth Israel CEO Paul Levy. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.